Have you ever seen anybody physically go through a transformation where they change, their face changes?
Yes. I've seen people, for example, undergo facial contortions until they were literally unrecognizable. I've seen people, Caucasians, for example, with an oriental demon, their face actually transformed until they looked oriental. I mean, this is in front of witnesses. But generally, it isn't the face so much as it is the eyes. I mean, the eyes have a look that is so horrible, that is so evil, you literally feel like you're looking at the devil.
Do the eyes
often,
look black,
oftentimes, red? The hands change. They will form, like, you know, into claws, and the bodies will go into all kinds of very strange contortions that seem almost impossible for a human being to do.
How about the eye color? Black?
Red.
Red?
I don't know that I've seen black. I've seen red. I've seen bluish tones, orangish tones, but red is a very common one. It doesn't happen a lot. It's in rare cases, but it does happen.
Glowing red?
That's Hollywood. I wouldn't say glowing red like The Omen. No, this is not like Damien.
What do you think of Hollywood, by the way, Bob? I mean, how close are they to reality?
It depends. Most of the times, not very close. The recent movie, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, was pretty good. It's about as close as you get.
I like that one.
Yeah, it was a fair portrayal. In fact, next week, I am going on a tour of Germany. And the first city I'm going to is Würzburg, where the actual case of the original Anneliese Michel took place. And I planned to visit her grave and talk with the people there who know something about that story.
Have you ever witnessed a physical apparition coming out of the individual to the point where you could see a ghostly figure?
I have not, but others have. And I'm not quite sure why I've never seen it, but others present have seen it.
And what do they describe?
Usually it's extremely dark. Sometimes people will speak of shadows in the corner of their eyes. I mean, they see this thing. It's just sort of there. They turn around. They look. They see it. They never see it full straight on out in the open. It's always in the periphery. I've dealt with people who, as I'm performing the exorcism, they see the demons come out of them and describe them in the most grotesque, classy kinds of terms. They see them. What they're seeing, who knows? Is it an hallucination, perhaps? Is it an eye in the spirit world that they have because of their condition, more likely?
How have they described some of these demons? What do they look like?
Well, the kind of thing that horror movies sometimes do portray, very often spiny, bony, long fingers, claws, teeth, fangs, dripping blood, slimy, about as despicable as you could possibly think of.
Shane in Chesapeake, tell me about this.
This was a nice young man sitting on the front row during one of my seminars, a father of a new little baby. But this guy had gotten involved in some of the harsher forms of death metal music, some of the stuff that gets into Satan worship and that sort of thing. And he became obsessed with it. And it was through this obsession with Satanism that he got this demon, which is an example of what can happen to somebody's voice.
Here we go.
I, Death!
I, Death!
Renounce! Say, I renounce! Say, I renounce!
I renounce!
All claims! All claims! name?
All Gerbs.
The shame.
Do shame.
Are you reading your exorcism, Bob, or is this something you just know now?
I just know. There is a formula of sorts, if you will, a paradigm, as we call it, of some basic things. And as you listen to these, you do hear common themes. One common theme is, do you have a right to be there? If so, you must tell us what it is, so the person can deal with that issue. Secondly, is there a curse? The curse must be broken from generations past to generations future. And then something I commonly do is I have the demon itself declare its release of the person, so that legally, if you will, in a spiritual sense, they are on record as stating they will relinquish their right to the individual.
When they do that, do they go seeking another one, another individual?
Oh, yes. Very often they will say, I want to go into that person over there. Or I'll go out of this person if you'll let me go into someone else. Or sometimes you'll say, that person over there looks like they would like to have me. They want another body. You see, the devil can't rape somebody. The devil can't shoot somebody. The devil can't molest a child because he's a spirit. But if a demon's in a body, they can get that body to do evil deeds.